So joining me on the phone, it's always a pleasure to talk to writer and journalist Sylvia Kemp for this month's December Book Club. So good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners. Yes.
It's lovely to be able to talk to you today. So tell us about what you've been up to.
Well, first of all, I've listened to your play. Golly, I didn't realise you had such talent. I'm going to be listening to all of the others coming up, and I will put it on my web blog.
Excellent.
Although book club guests always came into the studio over our 10 years together broadcasting, over the last 21 months we've managed to carry on virtually, haven't we, using the old phone.
Yes.
And we've covered, I think, reading and writing topics for Brentwood, Billericay and London, of course, for the Society of Women Writers and Journalists. And I know that our listeners reckon that you and Phoenix team have been really, really good and so cheerful. That's very important at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, we do try. So tell us about Billericay Readers. What are you reading this time of year?
Now, you may have read all this. The Catcher in the Rye, Salinger. I only read half of that and had to put it down because other things took place. But I'm going to be reading The Road to Wigan Pier, George Orwell. And I love, love George Orwell. So that's for the new year and with my fellow readers at Billericay. And as you know, we can now, I think, meet at Billericay Library. We had one or two sessions all masked up, but it's in between, you know, the lockdowns. And we're watching all the time to see what we're allowed to do.
Yes.
You don't want to break the rules, do
no,
you?
No, definitely not. What about Brentwood Writer Circle?
Oh, lovely. Our lovely circle. We are having a new website built as we speak. Julie is the one that's in charge of that. And it's it'll be up and running fairly soon. So if anyone wants to join Brentwood, come into Bardswell. They will be able to check online to see if we are actually allowed to meet. For the moment, we can't. We had to cancel our Christmas party, and that was a shame. But we still meet on Zoom. We still keep together, and this is really holding us together. So I'm pleased about the Zoom.
I was going to ask about Society of Women Writers and Journalists up in London.
Yeah, we managed just one gathering before, again, this sort of lockdown stopped us. And that was great to see so many new people that have joined us via the website. So they are useful. Some people don't like to do it that way, but you can join in one of the categories. We have five categories, completely new writers, people that have had work published, and some of the chaps have joined us. Yeah, so it's not truly, I suppose, the women's group, but it continues, and we are growing still. Personally, I'm happy my latest book has had a jolly signing yesterday at Waterstones and W.H. Smith, and it was lovely to see some of my writerly friends and the managers in the bookshops in Brentwood High Street.
Well, tell us what's the name of the book?
Oh, my latest one, Brentwood in 50. Buildings, and I cover that in some of the press in Essex, just aspects of it, and whoever asks me about a particular building, I can tell them. Ghosts and lots of things happening in the town, but it's all in the past, it's all history. So if you like a little bit of history, have a look at my book, and look at my website, of course, because that keeps going. Yeah, so we've got lots of new people that like to have a look at, you know, to see local history and local writing.
And if you go to Sylvia's blog, which is online, just type in Sylvia Kent blogspot and you'll find her blog, which she has hundreds of thousands of people have passed through over the last couple of years. And you will find all the details for her books there as well. She knows her history. And talking about history, we've got a feature that we started a couple of months ago, which has been ever so popular. And it is your 60 seconds of history.
Well, yes, I can choose a subject or loads and loads of different topics. But this time I thought we'd have a minute of music or musical connections. And, well, you'll hear what Brentwood is famous for.
Excellent. Okay, so when you want to go for your minute, just go.
Right. Here we go. I love the story of Arthur Henry Brown, born in 1830. He was one of England's most accomplished composers of hymns and was born in Crown Street, Brentwood. And his name is still associated with more than 800 sacred compositions. Go back to Tudor times. William Byrd and Thomas Tallis were gentlemen of the Chapel Royal appointed by the monarchs. William Byrd lived at Staunton Massey for much of his life. Another famous musical lady was Jane Taylor, born in 1783, who wrote Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. She lived in nearby Ongar. And in 1903, Dr. Ralph Vaughan Williams visited Brentwood School to lecture on music and discovered many wonderful folk songs at Ingrave. The world-renowned composer Peter Warlock, brackets Philip Heseltine, lived at Great Worley during school holidays at Goldings with his uncle Evelyn Heseltine. This building became the New World Hotel, later renamed the Rougemont Manor, but changes are taking place once again at Worley. The end.
Yay!
Have I gone over?
A little bit.
Oh, no.
It doesn't matter. It's Christmas.
Oh, it's Christmas.
I didn't know that about Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. The person who wrote it was born on... was in Ongar.
Yes.
And who wrote the hymns on Crown Street?
Ah, now that was our lovely Arthur Henry Brown. I've written about him quite a lot over the last 30 years. I've got lovely pictures. And as I've actually mentioned it, I think I'll pop one on my blog a bit later on. I'm very fond of him. His life, just up, you know, just going up and down Crown Street, where I was yesterday, actually, with our lovely Natasha Radford, looking at her new extension.
Do you know what number he lived at on Crown Street?
Sorry?
Do you know what number he lived at on Crown Street?
Well, all the numbers have changed. They didn't do that renumbering until probably the last century.
Yeah.
I'll find out for you.
Oh, yeah, interesting. I know a few people, obviously, Natasha, and we've got the hairdressers, and we've got loads of bazaar, and I know people who live on Crown Street, so it'd be really interesting.
Well, I thought that, but as I say, when you've only got limited space to talk, it's difficult to put too much in. I have left out lots of musical people from the past. But again, I have written for Essex Life a year or two back at Christmas, talking about Essex musical composers and singers. And we haven't even started on this century, have we?
No. No. And we've got our guest coming up in the next couple of minutes is Reverend Paul A. Carr from Emmanuel Church in Billericay. We're going to be having a chat with him. And I just wanted to say, Sylvia, thank you so much for all the guests that you brought through. You've been doing this for about 9-10 years with me, bringing guests onto the show. So thank you very much for all the guests that you've managed to get on the show this year with the book club. It's really appreciated.
It's lovely talking to them because we're all part of the same place, aren't we? And we are very, very proud of Brentwood and Billericay.
Yes.
And Essex generally. Yeah. And I think your programme is marvellous. I really do. And so do all the expats that write to me and my sister in Denver, who's also a writer and again loves Brentwood.
Yes. Well, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and Peter. I hope you have lots of fun and a nice relax.
Thank you.
And you'll be back in the new year with more with the book club.
Oh, I've got someone special for you.
Oh.
Yes. And you've got a special chap coming on now.
Yes,
he's
I have.
Lovely. So yep. I'll say bye-bye and Happy Christmas to everyone.
Lovely. And a Merry New Year to you too.
You too.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Sylvia Kent, a journalist and writer. And she'll be back with more guests for the book club coming up in January.